What up, though? It's Match Matt from the Match Matt Podcast. I'm your homie. I'm your plug. You know I got extra love. And you can find me here on SoundCloud, Anchor, and on iTunes at Match Matt. The same for Instagram and on Twitter. So that's M-A-T-C-H-M-A-T-T, baby. So I want to take some moments to talk about social media. And as a young adult who's been around through Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, in MySpace, I have to say there are some things that me personally, have noticed about how social media affects our society. Now, it'll be separated into two parts, helpful and hurtful. Now, for it being helpful, social media has given voice to the voiceless. So, we have Me Too, hashtag Ferguson, Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street. We have a ton of different hashtags and a ton of different movements where everybody can get onto and they can talk about their experiences. For example, I could get on there and say, I am a black man. This is my experience with police brutality. This is not something I too often would be able to state publicly. Do you understand? It creates a certain space. Social media creates space. And in that space, since you control what goes in and what goes out, you feel safe. And with that being a safe space, people can contribute and have conversations and reach out to one another and talk about their experiences and their struggles. And they can commune and say, I don't like the way this works. Let's make a change. Social media has connected so many more people who would have not been connected before. And you realize that these people are way more powerful connected than they ever were disconnected from one another. Now, and that term is also can be hurtful. Now, social media. Social media, it creates, like I mentioned, a space. A separate space, a space where you can have discussions and conversations, as I mentioned before, about your experiences. But now when people begin to work together, the conversation becomes overbearing. And not overbearing in the sense that it overwhelms the people that it concerns, no. It becomes overbearing in the sense that you receive too much information and it seems bigger than you. And then you, in turn, don't know what you can do. And you grow apathy because every day you see, well, someone is being killed by the police. Well, this person was a victim of sexual assault or sexual harassment. This person is being a victim of domestic abuse or bullying. So after a while, you're just like, oh, man. The world is a fucked up place. Like, what are we going to do at this point? Do I just give up or do I just retweet? Do I just like? Like, what's going on? So it's hard to find your place. It's hard to find your place in a space where everyone is trying to find their place. And it's just like the space we have right now. But the only difference is that we can play with perception. That is the only difference. So in turn, you understand the experience of different types of people. But you also understand that you can't trust everything you see because it is an open network. So you have people posting, I hate to say fake news, so I'm not going to say fake news. They're posting invalid articles. They're just putting up false information that is not true. And when we get to false information, baby, oh, you know we talking about Dope 45, so let's get on to it. Social media is really a double-edged sword. A double-edged sword in the sense that although you can use it for something such as making friends or finding people with similar interests, you also have another problem. You're inside of one space, but you may be absent in another space. I'll say that again. You may be present in one space, which is cyberspace, which is your TL, which is your Instagram feed, which is your Snapchat, but you may be absent from your physical world. You're not paying attention. Right. And I know we don't, you know, we hate hearing that, like, you need to get off your phone. You know, you always hear that old person saying, y'all always on your phone. Y'all sitting here texting on your phones and y'all right here. Well, the right here matters. You have to take time and moments to sit and get out of cyberspace, because cyberspace is something that can be taken away very easily. Very easily. And it's harder to tell what's real. And that goes back into the discussion about perception. See, you're occupying one space where you can control how people perceive you, and in turn, how you perceive yourself. And in some spaces, with enough energy and with enough strength and conviction, you can change your reality via social media. But that doesn't happen all the time. So you have to learn to accept and love the space you currently occupy. The one space that you cannot shift perceptions about so easily. And that is the physical space, the ones that you occupy. And, you know, one thing I hate is when people try to transition between cyberspace and physical space when we're having a physical space moment. So if we're going out to eat and the food comes and you take out your phone and you take a photo of your food, unless I completely understand and I want you to be wild, I am going to be like, I'm going to be disappointed. Like, I'm genuinely going to be upset and uncomfortable, because we were supposed to be sharing a moment in this space that belongs to us. So a smell or a sight or a sound or associating all three with that moment that we have together is not there anymore, because you shared that special moment with tons of different people. Like, I hate getting put on Snapchat when I don't know I'm being put on Snapchat. So when somebody tells me, like, hey, Austin, you on Snapchat? I'm like, who put me on Snapchat? Like, I feel like that's so intrusive. Like, sometimes that just really feels intrusive into the moment. So it feels like you're not really there. That's why I cringe whenever I pull my phone out when I'm with someone one-on-one, because I feel so damn rude. I feel so damn rude. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous how rude I feel. And I think it's just very rude to do that, period. You're supposed to be paying attention. Like, we made time and space for one another to be here and with each other. So I feel like it's important for us to really relish that and appreciate that, because unlike Twitter and all, like, Instagram, where that can come up and come down, what we have is limited. You can't just see me at any time, because I'm not promised. You know, this person you're with in that moment is not promised to last. So I feel like it's important to understand the spaces that you navigate. Although I just mentioned how social media is harmful in the sense that it's taking you out of one space and putting you into another space, I also feel that it's very useful for people still trying to find the way that they communicate. Now, there are people who are introverted, people who sometimes just can't find the right words to say, who have social media as a platform for them to express themselves and let it out through a blog or a video or photography. It's so many different ways for people who may have had issues communicating how they feel and their experiences with face-to-face conversations, who can do that now. So I have friends who may be a little shy, or who may, you know, not be the largest personality when they first walk in the room. Social media has given them the opportunity to actually embolden themselves and stand firm in who they are and say, this is who I am, this is what I think, this is what I feel. And although I may be quiet in a large room, in this room, my voice is just as loud as yours. So it's giving people a new way to communicate. And I feel that once we get over that problem of us switching back and forth between figuring out a way to communicate properly, between navigating spaces, I feel that in the future, social media will be very helpful, but we will have to be very careful on who we give access to it, because we've learned that giving the public access to such a vast array of places to post content and spread information has been dangerous at certain points of time. But that's just part of the game. So you have to be clear on what you exactly want. Do you want social media to be a place where people can post content freely? Do you want social media to be a place where people can express their opinions regardless on where they stand? If you do, then there's certain things that you have to accept going along with living in a social media age, which I've lived in my whole life. And honestly, social media has been great because I've gotten so much vagina off of social media, okay? If you're not getting no money or no pussy off of social media, I just feel like maybe you using it wrong, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you just, you know, you're not in it for the same reason I'm in it. Like, check my DMs, like, you know what I mean? Like, check my Cash App. Like, social media, it's been banging, man. Like, I don't think y'all understand. Like, do y'all understand, like, how much cheeks I've gotten off a DM? Like, I feel as if my body count was not supposed to be this high. Like, not gonna go into detail about my body count, but I really feel like, you know, I wasn't supposed to be this powerful of an entity into social media, and the DM came around, because don't you hate when that your DM gets screenshotted? Petty. That DM ain't for everybody.